Let's talk a bit of footy now for the next little period. And the first of our footy guests this morning is Zach Reed, an AFL draft prospect who is a highly touted youngster, key defender, 202 centimetres. And I'm very interested to find out what his year's been like. Zach, he joined us on the Breakfast Club this morning. Zach, good morning.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for jumping on. Now, I'll tell you what, you couldn't have predicted this at the start of the year. You touted as a really high draft, but you hopefully go in the top 20 or 30, and you wouldn't have played much footy in your draft year, and you've been probably as fit as a fiddle. What's it been like sitting on the sidelines in Victoria for most of the year?
Yeah, it's a bit different. You know, a bit boring because, like, footy's, you know, the main thing I usually do outside of school, but school took up a fair bit of time, so I was pretty busy with that. But, yeah, I've been a bit different, but, yeah, tried to just stay fit and, yeah, kept running and, you know, doing weights at my home gym. So got that in, and I'd actually got a couple games in for Lane Gaffer with the 18s locally, but, yeah, that got shut off pretty quick after the second wave come through.
Now, Zach, you're 202 centimetres. Normally we'd be thinking ruck, but more key defender is your preferred option?
Yeah. I've kind of, like, last year I played, mostly full back, half back. But I got thrown around a bit as well. Like, I played forward and ruck as well. So, I think I'm pretty versatile. But, yeah, I've sort of settled down in that back spot the last couple of years, so.
How was the mental challenge at home? Training on your own, obviously there's been a hell of a lot of pauses and uncertainty around the immediate future of footy, not only in Victoria, but, you know, other parts of Australia as well because of the COVID crisis. What was it like mentally, you know, motivating yourself to lift weights, to go for a run, you know, as much as you could by yourself through the period?
Yeah, it was a bit challenging at times. I suppose there's some days you just, you know, your motivation was a bit low, but I sort of had, I've got two brothers and my old man, so, they sort of got me up and we sort of did sessions down there, down the oval, with those boys. So, they sort of kept me on track and, it was probably school as well, because we went back to home school, which was also a bit different, but, I just tried to stay pretty consistent with what I was doing, and I thought I handled it, pretty well.
Zach, what did you learn from your brother's experiences a couple of years ago? He was a very, very good player himself, but unfortunately didn't get drafted. What did you learn from him about the way to train, the way to play? What advice did he give you?
I suppose just the main thing was just to work hard, especially over pre-season. Like Kyle, Kyle, after his first year in bottom age 18s, he, you know, worked hard over pre-season, come back in like real good nick, and it really helped his footy. So I tried to do the same, and I just worked really hard on, you know, my aerobics and that sort of stuff. And Kyle's just sort of told me to, you know, stay in the moment this year. He was telling me this before COVID anyway, but sort of just told me to stay in the moment and don't let just listen to the people that you trust and don't let like outside noise interfere with your footy, and that's the sort of advice he gave me, I think.
So as we mentioned, it's been obviously a very, very different year. Obviously the draft combine, which you usually attend, was very much watered down this year. But what about interviews with clubs this year? They've been done over Zoom. How many clubs have you spoken to at this stage?
They're a bit different, over Zoom. I had 17 during the year, I think it was middle school holidays, and then those were just the initial ones that sort of just get to know you and that sort of stuff, and then I had like four or five second ones probably a couple months ago now, but haven't had any lately just because of exams and that. So that's sort of what I had.
That'd be a bit weird, wouldn't it, Zach, doing on Zoom, and you gotta make sure the background looks good, you know the connection works. If it's a hard question, you just sort of say, oh, I can't hear you, sorry. Next.
No, I didn't get too many hard ones, so I was pretty happy with that. But, it is a bit weird. Like, my parents would be sitting next to me.
Oh, no.
And if they asked my mum like a question, I'd have to shift the laptop around. And,
So we've got a guest coming up a little bit later in Mark Williams. Now, he was notorious for asking really, really interesting questions. What was the most interesting question that you copped over these Zoom meetings? Did they try to put you into any sticky situations and scenarios that you had to navigate your way out of?
No, they were pretty friendly to me, but I suppose one asked me to put me in like situations where like how would I defend like Dustin Martin or something like that, or
give him to someone else.
Pretty hard to answer, given he's the who he is. So that one, and then they gave me like one where I had to sort of put myself in a position where I'm like at the pub with a few boys, and my mate gets into a fight, and how I'd react. And,
oh well, yeah. You take out the bloke and try and not get caught.
So we spoke about your height, and Scotty mentioned it, 202 centimetres, you know, it's probably you're expected to be a ruckman. But do you take inspiration from Harris Andrews up at Brisbane? He's obviously over 200 centimetres and is probably the premier defender in the competition. Is that somebody that you watch, or do you watch any defenders at AFL level at the moment and aspire to be like them?
Yeah, definitely Harris Andrews. I've sort of, last couple of years, I've sort of watched him a bit, and I've got some vision like off Lee Brown and that, for behind the goals, so I can see, how he sets up and that. So, definitely. And I think, I don't know, it's kind of shifting. There's more, real big key defenders nowadays, like with Darce Moore and Harris. So, it's definitely, some of the boys I look up to, I suppose.
Zach, all the best over the next couple of weeks. It was nice to get some clarity on a draft date yesterday on the 9th, so we'll all be tuning in and having a look with everyone sitting at home now on a virtual event. But yeah. All the best and good luck, and hopefully you can get picked up in that first 20 or 30.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks for having me, boys.
Zach Reid joining us there. Key position prospect, 202 centimetres. What a weird year for those poor boys.
Oh, yeah. How would you answer that question? Because it's a trick question. They want you to say, I wouldn't get engaged in a fight because it's bad. Or do they really want you to stick up for your mate and try and take care of the aggressor?
They want you to defuse the situation.
Yeah, by
that's what they would want you to do.
Taking
by a non-violent attack.
Oh, come on.
You know what? I think we buried the lead here, Scotty. He said he's spoken with 17 clubs.
Yeah.
Who's the one club that he didn't speak to? Because they may be missing out on an absolute beauty.
Well, who hasn't got a pick till pick? Who gave away all their picks? Although everyone sort of kept one in the top 15 or so. We think he'll go to the first round, Rammer. That's the
No doubt. Yeah. He'll be in the first 15 players easily.
Right.
So Maisie's sort of saying 20 to 30, but
Just
in the
disappointed.
No, in my opinion, he's in the first 15 players. This kid's